Hey, everybody. You are listening to Launch Radio with Jeff and Kira. You see, our future depends on humanity and AI living in harmony. And on this show, we are going to help you develop a better understanding of both.
Kira.
Jeffrey.
How are you?
I'm so well. How are you? Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
As well, sir.
So at the beginning of these podcasts for everybody, I'm always a little out of sorts because doing the techniques of the podcast, social media, let me tell you, it is a journey with sound, lighting, equipment, but we've had fun every step of the way here. It's just getting over the hump at the beginning can be a little tricky, but it's been a good time nonetheless. It's great to see you.
You're doing a fine job, Sarah. Fine job.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Today, we are going to keep it to a half hour. We have some things we got to do, but we are so glad to be here. And I wanted to, you know, address something that Kira and I were texting about beforehand, before we get into the episode. We're going to be talking about all these UFO sightings. But Kira, before we got on, you were talking about, you know, now that we're getting into the later stages of the pandemic, you have people getting vaccinated, posting vaccine cards, and you know, saying what they're, you know, that they're really excited about it. I did it back in March when I was vaccinated. But Kira, you had some thoughts on that.
I thought about it last night when I was sipping on some Pinot Grigio, and I was like, and I'm flipping through these social media apps and scrolling through, and it's like every other one is someone holding their vaccine card with a thumbs up and their big dumb smile on their face. And I don't understand. Am I supposed to like that? Or I'm not entirely sure what I'm supposed to do there. So then I sent you a voice memo like, you know, you're smart. What is my reaction as a human being supposed to do? Like, what am I supposed to be doing when someone posts that? Is that like, do you get an award? Is there a digital trophy that you get for posting you got a vaccine card? I don't understand. Someone needs to explain this to me because you're seeing it in every other post, and I can't ask any of my other friends, and I literally can't ask anyone else because everyone's doing it, and I don't understand what my reaction is supposed to be for it.
Yeah, well, the reason people do it is because, you know, we had the global pandemic, and people are showing that they're vaccinated and that they're protected, so it's like a humanity thing. We're all together. We're all in this, you know, you got vaccinated means you're, you know, 99.9% immune. I mean, some people still get it, but it's showing that like you're happy that you got through that and encouraging others to also get it. So I think it's like a sense of pride. I've told people, I think it's patriotic to do it. So that's why. I know you don't.
Okay. So it's a digital trophy is basically what it is. A digital trophy.
I mean, that's kind of a, you know, that's kind of,
there's nothing wrong with that. I liked getting participation awards when I had field day when I was younger. Didn't you? I liked getting my little awards. Is this the equivalent to participation awards when we had field day as a kids? You know, I don't know. It seems like it.
It's kind of a brash way of putting it, Kira. It's more of, you know, it's
brash or is it facts?
It's brash. It's, you know, kind of, you know, people post these because they're excited that, you know, they've gotten through the pandemic and encouraging others. You know, a digital trophy is just kind of like like phrasing it that way is just kind of a bit brash, you know, when, you know, people should be more sensitive to, you know, people are excited that they are now immune to COVID. I think it's more about that than wanting like, you know, to show off, you know, your vaccine or wanting some type of acknowledgement or people to be excited. You know, you want people to be excited for you, but it's more about being excited that the pandemic, that we're getting through the later stages, that people got immune, that they have immunity now from the vaccine, and encouraging others. It's more about that. It's not so much about wanting some type of a trophy.
Are you sure? Because I feel it really looks like someone standing on top of a box and saying like, look at me, I got my vaccine. And it's like, I mean, I'm happy for them. I think that's swell for them. I'm just not entirely sure what, do I just like smile and keep scrolling? Or do I like congratulate them on their achievement that they were able to get the vaccine?
Every time I see one, I say congrats.
You do. So you do
every
say, so
one.
It is a, okay.
I do. I mean, I tell people congrats when I see it, because I know there's a fear around vaccines. I know that a lot of people have been through a lot of mental health and it's getting through the pandemic. So getting it feels very rewarding, I think, for a lot of people, because, you know, it's been a tough past year. And I think that's why they post it. It's saying like vaccine trophies, just kind of like, it reminds me of Alex Berenson, who's this, you know, COVID skeptic. You know, he says like vaccine church for people who who are really like pro vaccine, which you'll probably find funny, but I don't. It's kind of minimizing the vaccines, you know, by saying vaccine church, or you're posting this vaccine trophy. I just think it's kind of I think it's not sensitive to people, what people have gone through, to COVID, and to now coming out the other end and saying, hey, you got vaccinated, let's do a thing for humanity, let's do something that's patriotic, I got the vaccine. That's the perspective.
I mean, I think the best thing that we could do for humanity is to make empathy great again. But I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
I agree with you.
I'm not entirely sure taking a picture of your vaccine card is a reflection of you doing something for humanity. I'd much rather see someone be kind to another human being than to wave their little card in the air and take a picture. That's my humble opinion.
Let me ask you this. Do you think it's patriotic to get vaccinated?
No, I think that's ridiculous.
Really?
Why is it patriotic? I don't hang an American, like, is it patriotic to hang an American flag outside your door?
Yes.
So you feel that should be something all Americans should do, is to hang an American flag outside their door?
No, not necessarily.
Okay. Do you feel that all Americans should get the vaccine?
Yes. But I understand that it's their choice. I understand it's everyone's choice, but if you were to ask me, I would recommend getting it.
So if people don't get it, are they unpatriotic?
If people don't get the vaccine, are they unpatriotic? No, because of freedom of choice.
Okay.
So freedom of choice is the ultimate, is patriotism.
My favorite part is when people who are strong advocates against vaccines. Uh-huh. And that's fair, but then are pro-life.
Right.
That to me is just hypocrisy at its absolute finest. You know, it's like, you can't tell me what vaccines I'm supposed to get in my body, but I can tell women that they shouldn't have control over their bodies. It seems a little, you know, off kilter in my brain, but, you know.
That they're being hypocritical now. Well, hang on. So the patriotism, I think freedom of choice is the ultimate patriotism. However, it is also patriotic to get it, in my opinion, because we've all, you know, fought through this, and, you know, you're doing something that not only is for you, but it's for the protection of others. It's fabric of tying us together is getting it, in my opinion.
Do you feel that we would all come together and like unicorns and cupcakes if we all got the vaccine and we started to feel this camaraderie again of, my God, we've all achieved. We've all got our digital trophies. I like, we can now all kumbaya as American citizens.
No.
Okay.
I think it's good for the spirit of America.
What's good for the spirit of America is to have empathy. But I know that's a struggle for just about everyone. So
I agree with you.
I think it's great that people get to choose what they would want to stick into their arm. And I'm not going to tell anyone that that's patriotic or unpatriotic or congratulations, or I still don't know. It reminds me, the vaccine cards and the pictures remind me of how the news media reports on the dumbest shit. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, Jill Biden went to the donut shop today. And that's literally a headline. That's literally a like AP headline. Mm-hmm. So then I read that and she visited a donut shop in DC. I mean, what am I supposed to do with that? Do you know what I mean? Like, is there an action there that I'm supposed to do? And that's what I get from the vaccine cards, where I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that exactly.
Yeah.
You know, clap my hands. You know, I could do, if someone texted me their picture, I could do the balloon thing. You know how you can like do confetti, like when you send a text and you can send balloons and confetti.
Yeah.
I could do that. I don't know what anyone wants me to do when they post things like, I'm going to Walmart today. Okay, well, great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, have fun at Walmart.
Well,
that to me is the same thing as posting a fucking vaccine card, you know?
No, I don't think you can compare vaccine card posts to stuff like Walmart or, you know, earlier you mentioned people don't do it when they get the regular flu vaccine. You know, you can't compare it to those things because this is something that's been a pandemic for a year that, you know, 500,000 people in America have died, plus 500,000 plus people in America have died. So getting through this is a big deal. It's an emotional thing for people. And getting vaccinated and showing you have some degree of immunity is something to that they're celebrating, that they're excited about. So that's why they do it. And that's why it's different than, you know, these other more trivial posts. So
it's a digital trophy. It's fine. It's fine if it's a digital trophy. I mean, I think that's cool. There's digital tokens. What are those things? Look at NFTs. I mean, there's lots of digital things. I think a digital trophy is totally fine if that's what it is. But to skirt around the fact that it is a digital trophy and say, well, it's to bring happiness into the world. Like, no, it's not. It's so the person feels validated and someone pats them on their back because they feel like they're an adult now and they miss having those participation awards. It's fine. Just admit it.
Digital trophy is panning it off like they're getting a, you know, they won a gift and they're in high school and they got a trophy for winning a tennis match or something. You know, this is a bigger deal than that. Like, so it's trivializing it. It's like Berenson vaccine church thing. Like, it's playing down the importance of it, in my opinion, but everybody can have their opinion on it.
Yeah.
That's my opinion on it. Speaking of that, there have been a lot of rough headlines. I do agree with that. And there have been a lot of trivial headlines that we just need to work on. You know, I do agree with you there.
Well, if people stopped clicking on them, guess what would happen? They wouldn't write it anymore. So yeah. If we stop clicking on bullshit, we won't be fed bullshit. Yeah. It's shocking how that works, really.
Yeah.
You know, if we're in control of the things that we decide to watch or not watch, you know, the media only pushes out what we click on. So mm-hmm. If we continue to click on, you know, just crap, then that's all we're going to continue to get. So, you know, hopefully people start to get some critical thinking going in their brain and decide if those are headlines they want to click on, like Joe Biden went to a donut shop.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree with you there. Yeah, totally. And then they get things wrong. They got a headline about Trump wrong this week. Variety posted a headline about saying that if something about his ban from Facebook, Fox News got it wrong. They said he's banned for life. If you go read the documents, that's not what actually happened. That the oversight committee or whatever. They said that basically they're coming back to it within 6 months to reevaluate. They're just putting it out off to the side. And they have to come look at it again in 6 months. They're upholding the suspension, but they have to come back and look at it again within 6 months. There's nothing about banned for life in there, you know?
But Jeff, that's details. Nobody wants to read the details.
Of course not. So let's just spin it
power.
And sensationalize it into he's been banned for life, you know? It's. Just,
I mean, everyone's a bit lazy, you know? And
they are.
That would require reading mm-hmm. or watching the actual
document
news story, you know, or actually really reading up on it or actually using your brain for something. My God, can you imagine the horror,
that.
The horror to
I
have
agree.
To make critical thinking great again.
100.
Wouldn't that be painful?
I know, right? That's the truth. speaking of headlines in the last, we've got 15 minutes, but I know that there's been a lot of talk about, you know, you see these photos of these UFOs. It's going around a lot now. And you know, I want to get your opinion on that. And I also want to finish with Musk and the Mars talk, going to Mars. I see these UFO photos and I have a lot of opinions on them. One came out recently in the last, I don't know, month. I think it was mid-April. And then you had a year before that, and maybe another year before that. And it's often Navy pilots. It's people off the coast that take photos of these UFOs. UFOs doesn't necessarily mean aliens either. UFOs could mean drones. It could mean, you know, from other countries. It could mean a whole host of things. We don't really know what they are. We don't know how legit they are. If they are UFOs, UFO is unidentified flying object, which could be a lot of things. So I want to hear, like, what are your opinions on these UFO photos that everybody's talking about?
I mean, look, if the Pentagon came out last year I mean, classic move from the government to slide in a little tiny story during a massive global pandemic to state that, yes, there are in fact aliens, and yes, there are UFOs. It was the tiniest story, and they slid it right in time so that nobody really saw it. But, you know, some of us saw it. So, I mean, we don't know what we don't know, you know, and if the government is now admitting it after X amount of years that, yes, there are UFOs and yes, there are intelligent life out there. I have friends that have seen things and I'm like, maybe you're a crackpot, but they swear by it. And, you know, and it's not SpaceX and it's not weather balloons and it's something, and they're able to take images and are putting together footage. And it seems to be happening more frequently recently. I'm seeing it in the news quite a bit. Like every other week, there's another bit of sighting that's making, like, you know, national news, not like dark web news. So it's interesting. I do have to say, though, I'm not really scared of anything. Like, I don't live in fear because I think that's just ridiculous. But the one thing I do fear, and I blame Signs for it, the movie Signs, is aliens. Like, I'm not ready. Like, there are many people that are ready. Like, please, aliens, come down. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. I don't want aliens here. Do you want aliens here? That sucks. You know, like, have you seen these movies and what they look like? They're really quite scary. And they're all really aggressive. Not saying that maybe these aliens that are in these UFOs are going to be aggressive, but at the same time, I doubt that they're going to be like friendly little monsters. You know, I mean, let's be real. So, I mean, I'm just not ready to get probed is really what it comes down to. I don't want to get probed.
Don't want to get probed. My opinion on this is I see these photos, these videos, and like, I saw that Musk, you know, there's this great tweet that he had that kind of illustrated that as time goes on, you don't see the quality of the photos and of the videos ever getting better with these photos they're releasing. Like, the photos and videos still look back in the like 90s, 80s, 90s qualities. You don't see a giant UFO in good definition, you know, high quality video where you can see that's a UFO. It always looks like something that's was shot in the 80s that you can hardly like tell. So the technology isn't improving, I guess is my point. And you have to ask yourself why. Like, why are we not getting better shots of these? I think that makes things really questionable. And that's the first thing. And he posted like a graph that said, as time goes on, like, you see more alien photos, but the technology stays the same from back then. You know, there's no, it's not improving, which raises a lot of questions. That's the first thing. And second of all, I see these photos. They don't really look real to me. They don't look real. One of them looked like I can't remember what ones I saw and sorting them out. One of them looked like it was like you know, when like you're in a car and there's like raindrops going along the side, you know, like on the window, or like fuzz gets caught in something. One of them looked like it was like a piece of fuzz caught in like a camera lens, like just buzzing around. It looked like a bug. It literally looked like a piece of fuzz that the Navy pilot thought was a UFO. Like,
I know, but you have to give him a bit more credit than like a Navy pilot who's gone through a significant amount of training.
Yeah.
Way more than any of us could even possibly understand or want to do ourselves, is not going to take video while he's flying, mind you, of a piece of fuzz on his lens and then turn that in to his bosses and say, I saw a UFO. Do you know what I mean? Like, give the guy a little, or woman, a bit of credit that maybe that's just the lens and it's at night and it's dark and he's trying to fly a whatever fighter, whatever the hell we have now in our Navy, you know? So, I mean, yes. Here's an example. When someone announces that they are pregnant and they're, you know, here's our sonogram, I look at it and I'm like, what am I looking at? And they're like, don't you see the eyes and they're the penis, or maybe not the penis, we don't know, it's too small, you know, here's, and I'm like, no, it looks like bubbles. I mean, maybe you just have gas, maybe you're not actually pregnant. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't look like anything to me. It doesn't look like a fetus. It could be a kitten in there for all I know. That's not a human. That doesn't look like a human to me. So, like, you know, when I see these pictures of UFOs, yeah, they don't look like anything, but that doesn't mean it's not something.
I don't give humans that much credit. I think the guy's just dumb. That's my opinion.
You give people credit.
I just assume we're getting a
vaccine card, and you're like, oh no, they're not there to get validated, Kira. They're there for the pride of the country. But yet,
that's a different thing, because that's, you know, we can't fight off viruses, so we get vaccines. So that's like a humanity reward. Right. This might just be like a dumb pilot or something.
Wow.
You know, I mean, maybe. I don't know for sure. How
many dumb Navy SEALs do you know? I don't know any. And I know Navy SEALs, and they're all kind of quite brilliant.
Some maybe not as smart as you think.
You can't get into the Navy SEALs and be a dumb fucking half-wit. That's not possible.
That doesn't mean that smart people don't make dumb decisions.
I know, but they wouldn't... The Pentagon wouldn't release... Why would the Pentagon release the, bullshit that's a piece of fuzz on lens? Bottom line, this is really important. Most important question I've ever asked you in my entire life.
Yeah.
Do you believe in aliens?
No.
You don't believe that there's potential life on another planet?
Not really. But hang on. So the first one looked like fuzz, and the second one looked like, the second one that I saw recently looked like a bird flying around.
I know, but there are scientists who are going to be like, that's not a bird, and then check that box. But you don't believe there's aliens?
I mean, I think there might be aliens in the future. Not yet.
How do you know that there's not aliens? I mean, how are you... What are you using as your metric that, like, no, I don't believe there's aliens out there?
Because the way I see the world is everything's right now. So there's no aliens now, but that doesn't mean that there won't be aliens in the future when they come around. Maybe I believe everything's manifesting, like, in the moment. You know?
Are you the alien?
Maybe I'm the alien, or I was about to say maybe Elon Musk is the alien. You thought that the same, which a lot of people speculate about. I'm the alien. No, I think that, like, it's... I don't believe in aliens right now.
So when you watch the movie Signs, do you get concerned about those creepy aliens walking by? That movie destroyed my life. Let's just put it this way. Because, that movie, I'm horrified and shocked and appalled that Hollywood would put out a movie
that's
scary of aliens. And now I'm like, well, now I'm terrified of aliens. Yeah. Terrified.
You are.
Terrified of aliens.
I'm not scared of aliens.
You can sign up to get probed first, because
I'm not scared of ghosts either. I think the ghosts are carbon monoxide poisoning in old houses.
That's a whole other subject.
They make people hallucinate the carbon monoxide, so they see ghosts. What they think is ghosts.
What about the carbon monoxide that's not on, like, Gettysfield or like Gettysburg, where like the largest battle happened? There's no carbon monoxide on outside.
People are walking around Getty's seeing ghosts?
Yes, of course.
Probably.
Did you know the Library of Congress has a list of the most haunted places in the U.S.? The Library of Congress. I mean, that's like part of like our history.
Those places all probably have a lot of carbon monoxide.
So outside in the ditches where there's dead bodies and soldiers from the Civil War, there's carbon monoxide outside in those fields. Is that what you're trying to tell me right now?
I'm saying that could be another reason. I'm saying the old houses are ghosts. Out in the fields, it could be some crazy person saying that, or, you know, it could be a number of reasons why they're seeing a ghost out there. You know, it could be, you know, they have a mental health thing or something. It could be a range of things. But I have to see the ghost. When I see the ghost, I'll say there's a ghost or I'm hallucinating.
Well, I'll put it this way. And this will be my last comment for today's
We have to wrap up. Yeah.
You are more than welcome to come and visit me here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
Where that's all it is. We're surrounded by ghosts here. that's literally all it is here, is scary ghosts. I live in a like ghost-filled, ridden mountain outside Atlanta that was one of the biggest Civil War battles. And that's... It's interesting. Let's just put it that way. So you're more than welcome to come, and we can go ghost hunting.
I would love to go. I would love to go ghost hunting with you, Kira. Thank you for the invite. Why are all the ghosts in Atlanta? I don't know. There's a lot of ghosts in Atlanta, it sounds like.
There's a ton of Savannah. Oh, it's like, ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
So anyway, wow, I'll check that out. Thanks for the invite. That's our opinion on the aliens. She thinks they're real. I think they're not real. You think they're real. I think they're not real. Sounds like, right? You think they're real?
I mean, I think there's definitely artificial life that we don't know about. I would be very full of myself if I thought that we're the only beings in the universe right now. Like that's giving humans a little bit too much credit that we know everything about the entire universe.
I think when the simulation manifests aliens, then they'll show. We don't have the content space yet. By the way, there's somebody in here who studies in paranormal. There's somebody in the room here, which is an interesting conversation to hear. We'll get more into that next time. We have to cut it short because it's 3:34 and we got to go to some places. But Jeffrey Tomlin, thank you for joining us. And then we have a guy who is a ghost hunter or a ghost paranormal studier in here. That's very, very interesting.
We'll pick it up next week with ghosts.
We'll pick it up next week. Why don't we do ghosts next week? That would be fun.
And we'll, let's do it.
Yeah, we'll wrap up the UFO discussion. That's our opinion on that. More soon. Here at Jeff and Kira Live, we're the future. The future is Jeff and Kira Live. Kira, short one today. Good to see you. We'll chat next week.
Always good to see you. Make sure everyone gets their videos out and their photos of your vaccine card. Get the free donut.
Absolutely.
Free donuts.
Free donuts. Later, Kira.
Bye, Jeff.
Thanks for listening to Launch Radio. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Go ahead, smash that share button, and leave a comment below. Also, please be sure to subscribe to Launch Radio on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Until next episode, thanks again.